win, succeed, and overcome at the Holy Convocation Conference in Houston, Texas. This is the spiritual encounter you have been waiting on. Overcome in your faith, fitness, family, and finance. Join founder and apostle Dr. Dana Carson and guest speakers Dr. Charles Moody, Bishop Sherman Allen, Prophetess Janet Floyd, Bishop Daryl Hines, and Bishop Shelton Beatty. Register today at drdanacarson.org. Welcome to the Kingdom Voice radio broadcast with Dr. Dana Carson. Coming up next.
Don't let nobody despise you for being an us. Don't you be ashamed of being an us. Don't you try to hide the fact that you're us. Because the promises of God are to not them.
We pray you are blessed by today's Kingdom message entitled, The Legitimacy of Us, coming from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
Elijah asked a question, a very clarifying question, to Israel when they disconnected from us. He said, how long will you go limping between two opinions? Sometimes you want to be a part of the work of God, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you want to be connected to your leader and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you like your church and sometimes you don't. How long will you go limping between two opinions? He said, if God be God, serve him. If Satan be God, serve him. But who is on the Lord's side? Jesus makes it clear that us are those who serve God exclusively beyond their need and desire for capital and money. Says no man can serve two masters. Either you're us or them. What are you saying, Dr. Carson? I'm saying that there are two classifications of people on the earth from a kingdom perspective, and that is us and them. Which one are you? Unfortunately, the us are those who are in alignment with God and are recipients of his promises and have above his power, and then them are those who are under the sway of Satan, putting themselves and their pleasures before God's plan for their lives. Them are those who engage in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is most unfortunately today that in most churches, you hear a message catered to them and not us. You see, you become an us only through regeneration, and then you become partakers of the divine nature and must conquer the flesh every day of your life, because there is a war when you become us. In the inside of you, there is a war between the flesh and the spirit. As you seek to love God and your neighbor as yourself, when you're us, there is a battle within. And you know you are not mastering the battle if you're not connected and aligned with us. See, you do not organically qualify for us. I'm going to say that again. Like, you don't come to church and then just because the message touches you, you're us. It's not that organic. You can't live like you want to live and then come to church and hear a positive message and then leave encouraged without no internal change. Now, see, that's what's messing a whole bunch of folk up. They like to go places where they can hear a message that does not require personal transformation. And you might feel good in that environment, but the Bible said, what profit a man to gain the world and lose the soul? Because you've heard all kinds of inspiring messages that make you feel like you can have success in this life. But when this life is over, thus, you don't organically qualify for us. You must be born again. And if you don't understand what being born again is, more than likely, you're not born again. And if you're not born again, then you're not of us. Us are those who have been legitimized by redemption, regeneration, and recapitulation. We have surrendered our lives for the work of the kingdom. You're not us if the only time you think about us is Sunday morning. Because us exists 7 days a week. Them can handle Sunday morning. But us got to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's looking at our text because our text talks about us. But I needed to make sure that you understood the us that is talking about before you begin to embrace all of these swelling promises and good feelings about us, and you are them. I know I'm not your best friend this morning. I know this is nothing like being unstoppable. Amen. I know this is nothing like don't quit. But this is about the legitimization of us. You want to at least know if you us or them. Because church doesn't decide that for you. Because them can go to church when they want to. Us, we help to comprise the church. Thus, our text is about us, not them. Romans chapter 6 and 8 are three of the most adored texts written by the inspired hands of the Apostle Paul. I just love them. While time does not permit me to create the total context of Romans chapter 8 through the backdrop of the previous chapters, I must establish the context, though, of our text within the chapter. After Paul exits Romans chapter 7 with the praise unto God who will provide victory in spite of the struggle and proclaims that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ or the us. He talks about the struggle. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? I thank the Lord Jesus Christ that he will deliver me. Thus, he goes into chapter 8 with the praise. But then when he gets into chapter 8, he begins to define the us. He states that the us are spiritually minded, not carnal minded. And they live life in the consciousness and influence of the Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead and now provides us life in the Spirit and will one day raise us up from the dead. Us. Paul continues to write that us are led by the Spirit because they are the sons of God and are delivered from the spirit of fear and have been embraced by the spirit of adoption and now call God Papa Papa, Daddy Daddy, as they have become heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Oh, I'm preaching the gospel today. The us's are encouraged that regardless of what we're going through today, that our present day suffering are not to be compared, they're not worthy to be compared to the glory, listen to this, that will be revealed in us. Look to your neighbor and say, I thank God I'm a us. Because everything is promised to us, not them. Them can read the book. Them can come to church, but they can't get the blessing. The blessing is for us. Why don't you tell somebody, aren't you glad you and us this morning? Come on, why don't you say, you us, you, you us, you. Yes. You let nobody despise you for being an us. Don't you be ashamed of being an us. Don't you try to hide the fact that you're us. Because the promises of God are to, not them.
You have just experienced the dynamic preaching and teaching ministry of Apostle Dr. Dana Carson. If you were blessed by this message and want to hear it in its entirety, visit us online at drdanacarson.org/radio. That's drdanacarson.org/radio. Life in the kingdom can be challenging, to say the least. But one of the things that makes our journey easier is knowing that our God is legit. In this life-changing book, Too Legit to Quit, Dr. Carson will teach you about the legitimacy of God like you've never heard before. You will learn how to stabilize your walk with God, manage unwanted and difficult seasons and circumstances, and how to ensure you get victory in the end. You can purchase your copy today at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org. We thank you for investing your time and attention into the kingdom teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. For more information about the Kingdom Voice and additional kingdom resources, visit our website at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org.